Imagine you just picked up the morning edition of the Bethlehem Post. And the heading says this: Future King Born in Shed. At 1 p.m. this morning, the future king of the Jewish nation was born in a stable of a local bed and breakfast establishment. The mother was aided in a momentous delivery by her fiancé, who, rumour has it, is not the child's natural father. The family spent the night in the shelter of one of the stables behind the B&B as all the rooms were full. Several local gang members were seen visiting the family under the cover of darkness. It said when they left the stable, they were all singing a variety of songs of praise. Mother, fiancé, and baby are said to be doing very well. The weight of the baby, which for some reason is always the most important thing, is unknown. Well, how about that then? Jesus, the King of the Jews, born in a shed behind a guest house in Bethlehem, sleeping in a manger, an animal feeding trough, born to an unmarried mother, visited by shepherds, a disreputable bunch if ever there was, and some rather weirdly dressed wise men from somewhere way off east. Well, at least the wise men brought some gifts with them. That should cheer the family up a bit, shouldn't it? And judging from the fact that you're here this evening, though, I'm guessing that you're familiar with this story. So let's see what it means for us. And I'm going to make three fairly brief points. And point one is this: when Jesus, the creator of the universe, entered the world, he was born into a very poor family. And he remained relatively poor throughout his life. And yet when we look at church buildings and see the riches and the splendor, and are aware that there are many well-known church leaders earning pots of money and living in vast houses, why do we not see the incongruity of it all? And can we, the Anglican Church, really justify spending over $100 million on a new cathedral while so many are living in hardship? Well, maybe it's because not many of us know what it's like to mean, or what it means to live or be born into poverty. Well, Jesus did. He knew what it was like to live amongst the poor. Just look at the very basic conditions of his birth. It's far removed from the commercial tinsel-decorated reason that to eat too much food, which we know and love as Christmas. At the birth of Jesus, Mary and her fiancé, Joseph, were 130 kilometres from home in Nazareth. I wonder how you would feel 130 kilometres from home. No family, no car, no hospital, no room, no electricity, and 39 weeks pregnant. Well, this was Mary, travelling to Bethlehem for a census which had been ordered by the Roman authorities. Well, today it would be the equivalent of getting onto the main North Road and slowly trudging to Hamner Springs on the back of a donkey just as the labour pains started kicking in. Not very pleasant, I should imagine. Our 21st century ears may be surprised to hear that Mary, engaged, not married to Joseph, was probably quite a young girl. It was Jewish custom in those days for girls to be engaged by the time they were 14. Mary doesn't quite fit the picture of the confident Holy Mother, the maiden dressed in blue, which we often see in pictures of the Nativity. And the birth of Jesus doesn't quite fit the picture of the warm stable flooded with light. The stark reality of Luke's gospel is that Jesus was born into poverty. Luke is clear that when Mary gave birth to her son, she wrapped him in cloths, the equivalent of a modern-day baby grow. She placed Jesus in a manger, the animal's feeding trough, because they couldn't be accommodated in the house. Those are tough conditions to enter life into, aren't they? And I wonder, as we open our presents and sit around the table tomorrow, will we also remember the many millions around the world for whom that day will be quite different from our own. The second point I want to make is that Jesus' birth was announced to ordinary working people. God sent an angel to a group of shepherds to tell them the good news of Jesus' birth. Note, a group of rough and ready shepherds. Not the high priest of the temple. In fact, not any of the religious leaders of the day. The angel's message of the good news came to shepherds. Shepherds were the workers, probably tending the flocks of sheep to be used in the temple. And back then, shepherds had a bad reputation. They were often seen as unreliable. So unreliable were they considered that they were not even allowed to give testimony in a court of law. Well, you think, wouldn't you, that God would have chosen a better group of witnesses than this disreputable bunch? But no. It was to these ordinary working class people that the angel appeared. And still today, God wants to make himself known to ordinary people. People like you and me. The birth of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, born in poverty, was announced by God's angel to a group of very ordinary working class people. And for my final and very brief point, I want to ask a question. Do you want to meet Jesus today? It's ironic, isn't it, to be asked such a direct question on Christmas Eve of all days. But what better day to search your heart and say to yourself, I will meet with Jesus this day. The shepherds in their enthusiasm ran to the town and searched until they found the child. He was in the manger, just as the angel had said. In response, they glorified and praised God for all that they had seen. Will you give glory to God for the gift of Jesus? Do you want to meet with him? As glasses are emptied over Christmas dinner tomorrow, and as the festive spirit wears off, will you look back and say, yes, I met with Jesus today? If you want to discover more about Jesus, then here's a challenge. Over the next week or so, why not put aside a few minutes each day to read the whole of Luke's gospel? To think about this person called Jesus and what he's done for you. After all, is there really any better way to do that and any better time than when the whole world is celebrating his birth? Let me pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus, born into poverty. We thank you that the good news of Jesus' birth was announced to ordinary people. And so please help us ordinary people, to meet with Jesus today. Amen.